Is that perhaps an echo of Ruskin's economics? It might be. Unto this last was one of the formative influences that Gandhi acknowledged. He translated it under the title Sarvodaya. And Sarvodaya, the welfare of all, is a word that one hears a good deal in Indian political discussion today. In the Gandhi Museum in New Delhi, among the rather pathetically few personal relics, is the copy of Unto This Last, which was lent to him by Henry S. L. Pollack in South Africa as far back as 1904.
He was rather worried about the financial position of the weekly paper, which was then being published in Durban. And I went to see him off on a railway journey to Durban, and I gave him to read a book that had very greatly interested me, Ruskin's book, Unto This Last. And he says in his autobiography that he was so fascinated by it that he couldn't put the book down all night till he'd finished it, and he immediately decided that he must change his way of life from that of the ordinary middle-class professional person to that of a farmer and craftsman and the simple life. And one of the things that he then did was to purchase a plot of land about 13 miles out of Durban at a place called Phoenix, which became the first simple life settlement with which he was associated.